Because of differences over Iraq, French bashing has become a popular sport here in Washington, but there are good reasons to tone it down. The U.S. needs continued support from France and other allies in the war on terrorism. That's one message in the State Department's latest report on terrorism. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism, Kofor Black, released the congressionally mandated report Patterns of Global Terrorism yesterday. In an interview with NPR, he said the report, which covered 2002, tells a good story.
In that year, there were 199 incidents of terrorism. This is down 44%. Why? The why is that the world is mobilizing, it's communicating, it's operating effectively.
Skeptics say the real reason for the fall-off is that the U.S. inflated the number of incidents the year before. Even Black pointed out that the main reason for the drop was that there were fewer pipeline bombings in Colombia last year. Still, Black says the report highlights the improvements in intelligence sharing and international cooperation. The report praises France, for instance, for outstanding military, judicial, and law enforcement support.
In the counterterrorism area, the French are very effective, reliable partners. I can tell you that they are efficient in their work. They are aggressive. We have a great relationship with them in prosecuting the scourge of terrorism.
The State Department's report points out that French investigators cooperated in a joint investigation with the FBI of Richard Reed, the would-be shoe bomber, and the French provided evidence in the Zacharias Moussaoui case, despite domestic criticism. The report also describes Germany as a critically important ally. Ambassador Kofor Black praised German peacekeepers in Afghanistan and noted the arrests in Hamburg of members of an al-Qaeda cell.
It's important for, you know, certainly the American people to understand that, the Germans are carrying their weight and have made substantial contributions.
One reason the State Department may be stressing this now is that law enforcement and intelligence officials need to maintain good ties with their European counterparts, despite bruising political battles over Iraq. Vince Canestraro, a former CIA counterterrorism official, explains.
In Europe, collaboration with the French, the Belgians, the Germans, and other countries obviously is essential in rooting out some of the really deeply embedded militant cells in Europe, particularly al-Qaeda ones.
When top Bush administration officials met recently to discuss what consequences France should face for opposing the U.S. on Iraq, they couldn't reach an agreement. The FBI and the State Department were said to be cautioning against any action that could strain relations further. Kenneth Katzman, a terrorism expert with the Congressional Research Service, doesn't really fear a downturn in relations with European allies will hurt the war on terrorism.
All of them are potential victims of this type of terrorism, so they all have an interest in continuing to cooperate. My fear is that as long as the U.S. remains present in Iraq as an occupation force, occupying power, that could spur recruitment for al-Qaeda or, you know, terrorism against the United States.
And that, he says, could make it politically harder for governments and intelligence agencies in the Middle East to cooperate with the United States on counterterrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.